She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also on the computer, on the website, www.georgenita.com. Okay, first of all, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Valentine's weekend. And to make it even better, we're giving away 4 gas cards, Shell gas cards, for the ladies. Sorry, guys. You're out of luck. Anyway, it'll be easy trivias. And if you can answer the trivia, you win a gas card. Okay? And if, and that's the big word, if the women don't guess it, then the last quarter of the show, you guys will be eligible. Okay? So, anyway, auto insurance. I don't recommend staying with one company. Shop around all the time. Shop around. Because you never know that other companies may be cheaper and better service, like Geico. Okay? So, shop around. But here's the thing. Those of you that don't take good care of your car and doesn't wax it and all that, you're on the losing end. If there should be an accident, the insurance appraiser will come and look at it. And it's common sense, folks. Would you give that person top value for a beat-up, run-down car? No. No. This is not like real estate. Real estate goes with the highest sale in that area, even if it's a run-down dump. The price is high. Not automotive. Automotive, they go by the look. So if your car is not well taken care of, guess what? You're not going to get much for it. So that's the trade-off. Either take care of it or chance not getting anything from the insurance company. It doesn't have to be your own insurance company. It could be the other person that is wrong that hits you. Okay? Because it's common sense. Nobody would give high dollar for a beat-up wreck. You wouldn't buy that beat-up wreck for that kind of price, would you? Same thing. So anyway, let's start off the trivias. The first one. It's real easy, folks. Real easy. Okay? What year and who opened Hawaii Raceway Park? What year and who? Call us at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? That's for a Shell gas card. And we send out a big, big mahalo to the people at Shell. Good people. That's why we recommend their gasoline. Well, not only that, but they got the best gasoline with the highest octane. Okay? Oh, I see everybody's going on a computer. and looking it up. I don't think it's on the computer, Wanda. Is it?
I'm not sure. That's a hard question.
No, it's not a hard question. For young people, yes. For people not into automotive, yes. I know the guys know, but they don't qualify, so they got to go grab the girlfriend or the wife and tell them the answer. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080, whether you have the answer for the trivia or trying for the trivia or a question about your car or whatever. Okay? It's raining. Obviously, you all know that. I recommend using Rain-X on your windshield. If you're in the rain, too late now. But if you put Rain-X on your windshield, it's 100 times better for your windshield wipers to keep your vision clear. And especially if you're driving on the highway, the water bounces off your glass. It's excellent. Rain-X. Okay? You apply it on the window, on the windshield, two coats. Then you come back with a damp cloth, wet it down, wipe it dry. It's done. Okay? You don't wipe it with a dry towel and try to remove the, residue. Use a wet towel and the dry one. That way the windshield comes crystal clear and it still has the protection. Okay? Okay. Anyway, I told Celine Steve that and he told me, oh yeah, he has Rain-X in his garage. But he never Rain-X his windshield. You know? Anyway. Okay. Answer to the trivia.
You giving out the answer?
No. I want the answer for the trivia. Wow. You think I'm going to make it that easy?
Yeah.
No, no. It's Valentine's, but it's not going to be that easy. Okay, so anyway. Who opened? Who opened Hawaii Raceway Park? Okay? Then the reason I picked that is because it's supposed to be a historic site and it's no longer there. It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, one of the governors way back wanted to demolish McKinley High School. McKinley High School. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. Yep, I had a big argument with that man. He cannot demolish historic sites. So anyway, the pipeline that everybody's grumbling about in America, people should look at. Because pipeline carries oil. Oil is terrible. Fuel, gasoline, diesel is terrible. Red Hill, the tanks leaked. But did anybody care about where the diesel was going to? It's going into the drinking table, the drinking water table. Does anybody care? What's happening to Hawaii? You know, long ago, there was never on the news about the water at the beaches being polluted. Okay? Well, I got to take that back because we stopped powerboat racing at Kahi Lagoon because there was raw sewers floating in the water. But who said anything? You know, and for those of you that can remember, remember back when Kiwalo Basin, you could see the bottom. The water was clear. Go look at it today. It's terrible. It's really terrible. What's happening to Hawaii? They're putting up all these high-rises in Kakaako. But did any of you see the city or state or anybody saying that they got to upgrade the sewers? I know for a fact the sewer cannot handle all those high-rises once it's done. What are you going to do? You're going to wait until it overflows onto the road and then say, oh, we got to do the sewers. Then it's too late. Drive by there on Ala Moana Boulevard, South Street, Nimitz Highway. You can smell it. It's up to the top, folks. I don't know. All I can do is say on the radio, it's up to you, the people of Hawaii, to jump on a bandwagon and do something. This is terrible. Anyway, give us a call about the trivia and try to win your gas card. Okay? And the gasoline has been tested by several people in Honolulu. One of them is Dr. 3 Dean. So, anyway, who's on the phone?
We have Adele from Pearl City.
Hi, Adele.
Hi.
She's yes. calling about the trivia question.
Okay, what about the trivia question?
When was the track opened?
Mm-hmm.
1964.
By who?
By, shoot.
That's the hard one.
By...
I give you a hint.
Okay.
He's very famous.
He's very famous?
Well, yeah, in so many words, he's famous.
Famous. There's a lot of famous people.
That's why I make it hard. He's a good man, and if it wasn't for him, till this day, Honolulu would never have a racetrack. Mm-hmm. You got it. You got the year right.
Mm-hmm.
We need the guy.
The guy, nice guy. If it wasn't for him, we would have no racetrack,
mm-hmm.
and he's famous.
So you know it's a guy.
Yes.
So pick something. Pick someone.
God. Pick someone. Someone that was famous from like a long time ago.
Yes.
I don't know. First person that comes to mind is Fosse.
No, Flossie never raced.
No.
This person raced.
Leon?
No. Sorry, call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tracy from Honolulu.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, I'd like to guess, please.
Okay, good luck.
James Pfluger, 1964.
Is that your final
yes.
answer? How do you know?
My father told me.
Oh. You're right.
Yay.
You're right. Hang on and give your information to Wanda.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we got a winner. Yes, it was Jimmy Pfluger.
Hi.
Jimmy Pfluger. Earl Safari Chow used to work for Jimmy Pfluger. And that's how Earl got his name, Safari. Because when people came in to see him, he was out delivering a car to a customer. He was one of the best salesmen. You don't go to the dealer. He brings it to you. That is service. Fantastic service. That's why he was so high in demand. Anyway. Okay. I think it's a break time, Wanda. Yes?
It looks like it. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, George, continuing on my funny stories of the week. So last night, I'm driving home from my gig, and I stop at the light, and it starts pouring rain. And all of a sudden, I hear this sound. It's like, and I'm going, oh, no, what's happening to my car? So I'm looking around. I turn my radio off. I can still hear it. I crack the window. It's the car beside me. In pouring rain. And George, I have not seen this in years where, like, windshield wiper separates.
Mm-hmm.
So the windshield, the metal is on the glass, and the rubber is, like, 6 inches behind. And
I'm thinking
to myself, he could not. But it was the passenger side.
Oh, no.
But I was still going, like, no, we talked about changing wiper blades when they're bad. Come on, folks, please. Oh, and all I could think about was, how is he seeing where he's going?
Hmm.
And anyway.
Sounds like Charlene Steve.
What?
Mm-hmm. They used to be like that.
Well,
When I made fun of him on the radio, he changed his wiper blade.
Well, when I was like that, when I was a kid, remember you had your first car?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had this Ford Tornado. Anyway.
Tornado.
And Tornado. And I knew exactly how far I could go with the gallon of water in the trunk because the radiator leaked. And I would plan my trips on, okay, I got to stop at this gas station, and then I could go over here. And anyway, people are going, what?
Wait, wasn't it a Gran Torino?
We all know, we've been there. You got to have that one car that just, you look back on it and go, I don't know how that car got me around, but it did. So anyway, on that note, as always, folks, it's raining. Turn your lights on. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yep. Okay. Here's the second trivia. Okay. What's the second trivia, Wanda? Yeah, I wanted to catch you off guard. Anyway, when I figure it out, I'll let you know. If you have oil leaks, Use AT205. Able Tom 205. Pour it, excuse me, pour it in the motor oil, power steering oil, transmission oil, either one. Okay? And it'll rejuvenate the rubber seals and stop the leak. The valve cover gaskets today is made out of rubber. So if you have a valve cover gasket leaking, put AT205 in it. Now, if you have, here's a better one. And I know the transmission shops are not going to like to hear this. But if your transmission is not shifting properly or slipping or whatever, try putting in a bottle of AT205 into the automatic transmission. And you might find that it works like brand new. It'll fix the seals and keep the pressure up so the clutches don't slip, and you'll be on your way again. Okay? Try it. It's a big savings for you. Okay? Okay. Anyway, here we go. I'd like to make an announcement, first of all. Nita's Auto Repair is no longer located on Kaumualii Street. We are now looking for a new location to relocate and reopen. Okay? Nita's Auto Repair no longer is on Kaumualii Street in Kalihi. We're trying to relocate. So anyway, you can call the same number, and I have the phone forwarded to my phone for those of you that need help, okay? Now, back in 1975, the USA lowered the octane of gasoline. The premium used to be 104 down to 92. Okay? And they had a car manufacturers install what is called a catalytic converter. And it was said to be emission control. Okay? Not so. I did a test in California. With lamp membranes by the exhaust. And in 1 week, the exhaust fumes ate up the lamp membranes. It ate it up. Sulfuric acid was coming out of the exhaust, developed from the catalytic converter. The catalytic converter was installed to restrict your exhaust system so the car would consume more gasoline. Now, this is what America didn't want you to know. Okay? And it's still on the cars. Restricting to cut your gas mileage. Everything is there to cut your gas mileage. The lower the octane, the lower the gas mileage. It's common sense, folks. If you own 76 Union, would you want your customers to be getting fantastic gas mileage? No, you lose money. Okay? So, it's like eating at Chinese restaurants. You get hungry faster. Okay? Try it. Try the test. Eat Chinese dinner and see how fast you get hungry to come back and eat some more. Okay? Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. Okay. Let's see. What can I use for the next trivia question?
Wait, I thought you already gave it.
What?
The trivia.
For the second one?
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
Mm-hmm.
No. I asked you if you had any idea. Okay. Let me see. What would be an easy one? Here we go. Before 1964, before 1964. Where was the so-called legal drag strip on Oahu? Where was the so-called legal drag strip on Oahu before Jimmy Pfluger built Hawaii Raceway Park? Wow, I see everybody's scrambling now because I don't think that one is on the computer. Excuse me. And that one there, folks, I wish I had pictures of it because it was so funny. The guardrails on both sides of the racetrack was what? That's part of the trivia. Where and what was the guardrails at that racetrack? It was on Oahu. It was not in Honolulu. And it was not Sandy Beach or whatever you're thinking as illegal racetrack. This was a so-called legal drag strip and racetrack. Okay? So, give us a call at 524-1080, okay? 524-1080. And this is for a Shell gas card.
Okay, wait now. So all the way until 1:45, only women can answer these questions?
Yes.
Okay. And then if they don't answer any of the trivia questions, then... It's open to men?
Yes, and anybody.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have anybody?
I have Lynn from Honolulu.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I have an answer. Kahuku Airstrip.
Okay. What was the guardrails?
What was the guardrails?
Yeah. It's a two-part question. Where and what was the guardrails? Because it's funny.
Tires.
Is that okay? Well, Lynn got part of it right. She needs the rest. Okay? And I said it's a funny answer. Question. Answer. What was the guardrails? That's for Shell gas card. You know the first part of the question. Get the second part. Okay? So anyway, time's running out, folks. Hurry up. Anyway, the pipeline that they're trying to do on the mainland can leak and will leak and cause a lot of pollution. Oil is not recommended. Look at history. Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he recommended ethanol as the best fuel for the world. Why? Because ethanol is bootleg liquor. You can drink it. So if you can drink it, it will not pollute. You can also use it to disinfect. And that's what hospitals use for operations, as disinfecting. And that's an idea that Hawaii should use to disinfect the ocean when they say it's polluted. Like in the Alawai Canal. It will not kill the fishes or crabs or anything in the water. It'll kill only the bacteria. Okay? So, that's how good ethanol is. And we in Hawaii could have been making that out of sugar cane from Maui sugar. Sugar, you don't make money. Ethanol, energy, is a money maker. So why didn't Maui sugar go with ethanol? Beats me. It doesn't make sense. And they wouldn't have to shut down. And all those workers would still have their jobs. So sad. I've talked to them 3 times about going with ethanol. Years and years ago. Deaf ears. I just as soon talk to the telephone pole. Anyway.
Repeat your trivia question.
Where was the drag strip or racetrack on Oahu before 1964, and what was the guardrails? Okay? What was the guardrails made of? That's simple. For those old enough to know, it's simple. For those too young, sorry, I don't think it's on the computer. The location might be on the computer, but not the guardrails. Okay? If you can go look for pictures of old Kahuku, that was the right answer, Kahuku. But Lynn didn't get the guardrails. Okay? I said it's funny, so once you find out what the guardrail was made of, you'll know it's funny. Okay? Okay, now. The bike lanes that the mayor wants to put in. I've talked to businesses along the bike lane path, and they're not happy with it because they take away parking. The whole thing of bike lane, folks, you've got to look into it deeper, because I don't think of any politician that does things for your benefit. Always something up. Okay?
Do you think any of them use the bike lanes?
Well, my eye doctor told me he was out there watching the bike lane, and in one whole day, only 8 bikes went by. And King Street...
No, I meant the politicians. Any of them use it?
No.
But, you know, maybe... I think they're doing all this, so...
To make more traffic.
Well, getting ready for, getting ready for the rail.
Yes, it's all scheduled. So you, the people, get upset about the traffic and push for rail. But I'm going to tell you now, and I cannot tell you on the air, the rail is not for people. Rail has another thing. There's something else. There's always, whenever a politician is doing something that you think is for the people or for the beauty of Hawaii, guess again and look deeper. Look deeper, because it's not. Okay? Like, let me give you an example. That sewer spill in the Alawai Canal that Mufi Hanuman made and made the pipes go all the way down the canal. Do any of you know where that pipes went to? Did they connect with something else? If they did, how can the pipes float? The pipes were empty. Okay? I know I'm stirring up a whole bunch of worms, but, you know, I give you an example, folks. If you see an old lady on the sidewalk getting robbed and beat up by people, are you just going to look the other way and go on your way? Well, most people do. I'm from the old days. I help them. And in the old days, hey, you do that and you get caught, the young guys come out and they beat the living daylights out of you. You don't beat up old people. That's where life was before, not today. Today, hey, you're on your own. Look at the news. Old lady's purse get taken away and guys running off down the road. Anyway, give me the answer to the Kahuku drag strip guardrails. What was it? Okay? That's 524-1080. And I think it's break time. So we got to go to break time now. Wanda's still on the phone.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the phone? Oh, she's on the phone. Anyway, there's a lot of things that happen in Hawaii that really flips me over, folks. Like Stevenson Intermediate School, the kids don't have lights for the basketball court. And, you know, the money is going someplace else and not to education and helping the children. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. But anyway, all I can do is say, who's on the line?
We have Dennis from Kalihi.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Okay.
You know, these bike lanes, these things... I don't know how many millions of dollars they're spending on this kind of crap. Pardon the French. Why don't they put a line down the middle of the sidewalks and put a 5-mile-an-hour limit, speed limit on the bicycles, and let them use the sidewalk?
Hey, that's an excellent idea.
Like they always used to do in the old days.
Yeah, excellent idea.
Waste all this money and screw up traffic with wasting the roadway for that.
That's right.
Anyway, then the other thing is, of course, the rail is the most idiotic idea in the history of Hawaii. They should stop it at Middle Street, turn it into
bike lane.
Manage lanes for buses and for maybe cars and carpools, that kind of thing. They could maybe at least get 3 lanes out of it and get a lot of traffic off the freeway that's going out to Kapolei, you know, direct drives and for the buses. But the rail is the wrong technology for Hawaii. The engineering studies have repeatedly said that. They need to stop that idiotic thing, stop wasting our money, and do something sensible with it. Make the traffic better. Spend the money on designing the lights, getting timed lights, and making the traffic better, which makes the traffic better for the buses and for the cars, and stop doing all this idiotic stuff that they're doing.
Makes more sense.
Okay. Anyway, call your legislature.
That's right.
No more money for the rail. Tell them to stop it at Middle Street and do something sensible with it. Don't waste any more money on this bad technology throwing tons of tax dollars down this rail rat hole.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway.
You ever watched those people repaving the roads?
Mm-hmm.
They break that thing off really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they only do it like 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
2 inches deep.
Yep.
So.
And I noticed they don't put down an adhesive. They used to spray like a tar thing down and then apply the asphalt. And now I see them just put the asphalt right onto the old surface.
I thought I saw them laying down something before they did that.
Hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, if you're looking for glass tinting, I recommend Pro Tint Hawaii. Okay? They do the best job. And Pro Tint has a clear, you call it tint, but it's on. You can put it on the windshield, and it cuts the heat, the UV, much better, tremendously much better than the dark tints. Okay, there's no heat at all, so you don't have to put the shields up to protect your dashboard. Pro Tint Hawaii, 341-9798. Okay? Anyway. Okay. And if you're looking for the Royal Purple with the HPS, go to Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec number 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Anyway, do we have anybody guessing the trivia?
No.
I wonder why.
So,
all you guys got to do is call Safari and he'll tell you.
Yeah, but how you get a hold of Safari?
Oh, that's secret. That's what make it hard. Or you can call Damon Farias.
Damien? That's another secret.
No, it's not. Damien Farias is Maui Toyota. See?
But he's not there on the weekends.
Well,
too late then. Yep. Or you can call like Jimmy Pfluger. Anyway, trying to make it fun, folks. We only gave away one gas card. Shell was nice enough to offer 4 gas cards for Valentine's for you ladies out there. Okay? Thanks to Shell. Anyway, maybe we have a caller calling about the trivia.
No, but I guess we can go to our last break.
Okay.
And then trivia's open up to anybody. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
First of all, I just wanted to say I agree wholeheartedly with you and the caller, Dennis. That's a good idea. The best and greatest idea I've heard in a long time for the bike problem. That whole bike lane is a big shit vibe, big mess, millions of dollars wasted. You know, everybody
yep.
knows. But, yeah, it's a sidewalk. That's a good idea. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And cheap.
Huh?
It's cheap.
Cheap and better for the businesses and the traffic and
yes.
probably less accidents and all that stuff.
Yep.
But anyway, I was thinking somebody would have guessed the trivia. Is it okay for me to try and take a stab at it?
Okay.
First I thought, because Kahuku was before my time, I think you raced it. You were one of the greats from what I understand. Mostly all the old-time races that they started over there. But I knew it was the question. I knew it was Kahuku. But when you brought in the part about the guardrails, I said, oh, I don't know. I've never been there. But I'm going to take a wild guess. Was it telephone poles?
No.
Okay. Let somebody try and win that. But real quick, I always wondered from a long time ago, from like the 1940 cars and 50s, they had like 16-inch rims and then came down to 15, 14, 13. And a lot of the small imports that had 12 and 13. Then even now today, some of the small new ones got small rims and tires. And then they started making 16, 18,
yeah.
20. I don't know how. They're really huge. Some of them look so weird. But my question is, what is better, smaller or bigger? I know in racing, sometimes the cheaper way, instead of changing the rear gears and the transmission, you would go, you know, taller or shorter tires just to change the gear ratio now. What would be the advantage? Is it just looks or performance for having those big tires and rims on the cars?
It's for looks.
Looks only.
Mm-hmm.
They look pretty good, but I don't like the real flat tires. I thought, you know, if you hit a big hole or a curving, you're going to bend the rim.
That's why they drive carefully.
Okay, so just one last thing. This weekend, we're in Nashville, the NHRA drag racing season starting on Fox Sports 1, Saturday qualifying and Sunday finals. I don't know, you got to check your local listing for the times. And it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday anyway. But so NHRA drag racing, Circle K, Winter Nationals from Pomona, California.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Take care.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, who's?
We have Ernie.
Ernie.
George.
Hi.
This is Ernie. I talked to you how many times. You know, I've been testing fuel for the last 5 months. And everybody should know that basically all the 10 Shell stations are doing real well as far as the octane in 92. It's so ironic that I have 56,000 miles on my Subaru, and the first 49 was Aloha Petroleum. When I started testing gas and started putting Shell in my vehicle, my mileage is 6 miles more to the gallon. I just picked up a new 17 Subaru Forester, and the Shell Chevron station in Mapuna Puna there, I tested gas and it doesn't even come up on the hydrometer. So
yep.
That means their 92 is probably 84, 85, because it takes 729 or 730 to raise it even off the bottom, and it didn't do it. So that's about the 10th Chevron station I've tested. All the HELEs are bungo same way. That's the Tesoro junk, not even high performance gas. The Union 76 in Waiua a couple days ago was 731. That's the first time I even got an upstick on any of the 76 stations. There it is. I got 10 pages of documentation. The 10 stations, I've been at each one at least 8 times.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad to do it. I tell them, I go, put Shell in 92, man. That's the only way to go, and you'll save your car. And I've been telling them for 2 years anyway, long before I tested that, when you put the right gas in, you'll get better mileage. And I've proven it. It's 6 miles, honest to God, better with Shell. And I test, and then I put the fuel in. I've been all over the island. I got 56,000 on my Subaru. It's only a little over 3 years old. And now I got a brand new one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Richard from Honolulu.
Hi, Richard.
Hi. I want to guess the trivia.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Okay, on the spectator side, it was their car and the spectator. And on the pit side was a car and a participant.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
It wasn't tires.
I beg your pardon?
It wasn't tires.
No.
Yep, you're right. That's why I said it's funny. It was spectators and cars.
Yep.
Everybody sitting on the ground watching the race.
Yep, right in front of the track, right on the side of the track.
Yep. Smart, yeah. Okay, hang on and give Wanda your information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, who's next? Nobody else?
No.
Okay. We got 2 more Shell cards to give away in 4 minutes. So, come on, guys. Let me figure out a new trivia and make it easier. Okay? Let me see. Where is Queen Liliʻuokalani's statue? Where is Queen Liliʻuokalani's statue? And what direction is she facing? Okay. Give us a call. 524 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Give us the answer. It's a Shell gas card. Okay? Time's running out. So give us a call at 524-1080. Okay. I can't make it any easier than that. That's an easy question. Okay? I'm surprised people don't get it. I could make it even easier, like, what was my name? Anyway. Let me see. This politicians got to research and do the things for the people. You know, it's really upsetting when people don't do for people and get into office. And they're doing it for their own money. You know, like the bike lanes. Okay, who's next?
Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Okay, let's hope I get it correct. In the backside of the Capitol Rotunda.
And
facing Mountainside.
And?
That's the two questions.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to call back again?
No. I want to win the Shell card.
Okay, give Wanda your information. Thank you. Okay. Let's make another easy one so we can give that one away too. And how many hotels was in Waikiki? I mean, big hotels in Waikiki.
Hello?
In the 1950s.
Is this Casey?
Okay. Yes. How many hotels was in Waikiki in the 1950s? Okay. Ask for a Shell gas card. We got 1 minute, and it's over. 524 80. 524-1080.
Okay, what is your...
Okay, so, anyway, okay. Time's running out.
Hold on.
Okay, who's next?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
To suggest for your gas cards, how about having stuff that can save taxes? People that make the best suggestion to save taxes, and maybe you can give out the names of the finance chairs in the legislature.
We have the trivia out there now, and we have to give away that last gas card.
Okay, I'll get off the line.
Okay, thank you. Okay, who's next? Oh, that's it. End of story. Oh, anyway. Hope all of you have a wonderful Valentine's weekend. And please take care of each other. And most of all, take care of Hawaii. There's only one beautiful place in the world, and that's Hawaii. Okay? Don't abuse her. Take care of her. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.